Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Robbie.
Travel talk with destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
And Ed Finn is here with more travel talk. Lovely to see you again, Ed.
Yeah, absolutely lovely to see you too. And we're coming up to Halloween now soon.
I know, only a couple of weeks away. Are you big into Halloween?
I think Halloween is a great time. I like that whole Samhain, you know, and the spirits all kind of rising and going around the place.
Because I've always felt the Americans do it great. They go all out for Halloween, don't they?
St. Patrick's Day is Irish and they do it really well over there as well. And Halloween is supposed to be ours, isn't it?
I know, they do everything better.
They do. They've adopted it and they've made it better.
So for fans of Halloween, they can head north this year to Derry.
Yeah, now Derry has kind of owned Halloween over the years, right? And there's a whole festival there now every year and they really do it well. Now, of course, one of the only preserved wall cities in Europe still with of course, the amazing walls. There's a beautiful backdrop and it kind of lends itself to the whole atmosphere. So sort of like the 30th of October over the 5 days, I'll be like, they have a huge event planned, right? So they've awakening the walls. They do a massive fireworks display. Now, this is amazing, right? What they do. But what they're doing this year is, have you seen the drone displays?
No.
You know, you'll see New Year's Eve.
Oh, a collection of drones.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you've seen it like New Year's Eve. You've seen it. They're planning an amazing drone display this year, right? Which is going to be Karen Henderson, who runs Visit Derry. She's booked me a little double room somewhere. I'm not sure where it is, Robbie. But
it's in Cork somewhere.
I'll be on an island outside somewhere. But she said it's going to be amazing, right? They have 50 installations going on this year, right? So, which is really cool. Over on the Ebrington side, when they built the Peace Bridge there, of course, amazing how they connected, you know, the two communities together. So the Ebrington, the new hotel is over there, and St. Columb's Park, which is up on the top as well of Derry. They've got loads of stuff planned for there as well. Derry Girls, of course, they've a huge, they started a big thing in July. They have a whole now museum, sort of kind of interactive centre where you can go and sort of check out the whole Derry Girls thing. The mural is there, which is huge. But the Halloween, Robbie, is just an amazing event there. Hotels are about 80% booked up, so there's still availability there. There's great hotels in the centre. There's a lot of kind of outside as well, which is really, really good. Now, 10 minutes out the road, by the way, Wild Ireland. I love to mention that. Don't miss it if you're up there. That's the Bear Man of Buncrana. Go and see the bears.
So you can do the Halloween-y thing and then go do a bit of touring in the neighbourhood.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's just Wild Ireland. That's just a great one. If you've got the kids as well, they love it because he has all sorts of animals there. But the bears are amazing. So, yeah, the Halloween thing is great. And what I think, Robbie, is really good is the programmes that they have put together are fantastic because it's illuminations, aerial performances, pyrotechnics. There's music everywhere. So the whole city becomes just one big celebration of spookiness. And the spirits up there are always good. I always find that there's a great spirit in Derry anyway.
Sure there is. So, one in the pubs, is it?
Dana will probably be there, you know, singing all kinds
and
of everything.
And he'll be up there trick-or-treating for the weekend as well.
The Wall City Tour as well, you know, is brilliant. It really is good. And you know the one thing that struck me as well, the last time I was up there a few months ago, just the value for money. The prices in restaurants, beautiful restaurants.
How did the hotel
there.
Prices compare now to down here?
Very good. Like, to give you an idea, one of the Blue Book properties up there, the vouchers, that when people buy the Blue Book vouchers, they get great value up in Derry when they go there.
And then in terms of eating out, are you looking at good value too?
Yeah, exactly. Really good. Like, there's a great restaurant there, Soda and Starch. There's Brown's. There's a huge food scene going on there now, which is absolutely brilliant. There's a huge difference between there and here. You're just way more bang for your buck.
The last time I went up to Derry, I kind of took the wrong road and we ended up crossing over the mountain. We kind of got lost, but I just couldn't believe how spectacular the countryside was.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, if you go up via the Sperrins there, right, the whole area around there is beautiful. I mean, the train from Derry to Coleraine, which hugs the coastline, Michael Palin said it was one of the most beautiful train journeys he was ever on.
Yeah.
and he knows a thing or two about trains.
He sure
you know?
Does,
so,
yeah.
You have Port Rush as well, you know, which is gorgeous. And you've got those beautiful beaches. So it's really, really nice. And you can sail. There's a ferry that goes across as well to Donegal. You can get a ferry across. You know, that's really nice. So there's loads of things that you can
lots
do there.
Lots to see and do for Halloween in Derry.
Yeah, yeah. You can take the train or drive, whatever you like. Bus, train, the whole thing. No, all possible. DerryHalloween.com, Robbie, for people to have a look at that, and there's everything is on there.
Oh, it won't be too long. Halloween is creeping up on us.
Yeah, Robbie, look at that, yes.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.